This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Are you ready for a new owner of the Celtics?
New owner? I better be ready.
Wow! Out of the clouds.
You can't have a second first impression. So if the new owner of the Celtics is listening right now, I want to say congratulations, good sir, on the sale, the purchase. Good value. Good get.
Yeah, nice get. Good. Solid purchase there, sir.
Getting in on a good time. Definitely going to make that money back and then some. You'll be fine. You have your own building. Your team's not $200 million into the luxury tax. You're not paying guys $60 million annually. It is a weird thing. I mean, it's such a different world, like these guys that have this kind of money. But at one point, I mean, I know pro sports teams make a ton of money, but holy smokes, is it expensive to operate the Boston Celtics right now?
$6.1 billion.
Woo!
Is the sale.
That is the largest sale for a sports franchise in North American history.
Now, again, that's the valuation, right? Because what percentage is William Chisholm buying? He is the new owner of the Boston Celtics. If you're just tuning in, just happened. This morning, Boston Globe had it. Bloomberg was hinting at it earlier today. Adam Himmelsbach of the Globe had the story. He writes, Celtics Ownership Group has agreed to sell the team to William Chisholm, Bill Chisholm.
That's Bill? You're going to call him Bill?
That's how I like to refer to him.
Oh, I don't like that.
When I was Googling around for 5 seconds before the
Bill
show, I saw people call him Bill.
There's some William Chisholms that we found from like the 1700s up in Canada.
Yeah, correct.
One guy. It's not him. Don't click on that one.
No, it's not. In fact, the man doesn't have a wiki page.
No.
Not that
Is
I
that
saw.
Good or bad?
You found him on LinkedIn.
I did. We have three mutual connections. No, I'm just kidding. Shockingly none.
William Chisholm, Bill Chisholm as
I like to call him,
managing director and co-founder of Symphony Technology Group, STG, as I like to refer to it.
Sure.
A league source told the Globe on Thursday, Chisholm, a Dartmouth graduate, grew up in Georgetown, Mass.
All right, so New Hampshire. He's familiar with New Hampshire, familiar with Massachusetts. That's good.
He is a longtime Celtics fan. So he was an undergrad at Dartmouth, grew up in Georgetown, longtime Celtics fan. Keith?
I like it. No, in all seriousness, you didn't know what was going to happen. You didn't know who was going to buy the team, right? And so Steve Pagliuca's name was there, and you're like, all right, that would be some holdover from the previous regime. There were other different rumors, like it might just be, you know, casino people. It might be people from wherever. Like, we were all fearful, like, if it was going to be John Henry. Like, there was a lot of different names tossed out there. If this guy truly is a Celtics fan, that's a good sign, right? Like, I don't think the first thing you would do is, like, why would you buy the Celtics right now to make major roster changes? Like, I just feel like, why would you...
Because you think they're a good investment, and you're
but I
not...
think part of the investment is they're competing for titles right now,
well,
and it's a great team. When the team stinks and you're not selling out the building, like how great is that investment now?
Here's a little more on Bill Chisholm. Right. I want to circle back to that and Pags, who loses out, which I never thought he was going to win, and most longtime Celtics fans wanted Pags to win out because that was status quo. That was, you know, keeping the train on the tracks as much as you could.
Right.
I don't know that I fully agree with that. I'd rather have a guy with deeper pockets than Pags, quite frankly. And maybe this guy is it. Again, William Chisholm, Symphony Technology Group, California-based private equity firm. He previously co-founded the Valent Group. He was at Bain as well.
Nice.
Celtics co-owner Wick Grosbeck expected to remain governor through the ownership transition.
Okay.
When the Celtics sale was announced, blah, 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 51% was going to be the number. It was expected to sell in late 2024 or early 2025. Grosbeck family is selling the estate for family planning considerations. Mm-hmm. Any more details, we'll get to that. So, William Chisholm is the new owner of the Boston Celtics. He is a local guy. We can get to your thoughts on it. 617-779-7937. We will get to our brackets later. Oh, we're going to start with our brackets. The holiest of holy days out there, Keith, on the sporting calendar.
Really is.
NCAA tournament. Brackets filled out. We were going to do those. We'll bump those later on in the show. We'll get to Steph Diggs as well with all your phone calls. But he's the new owner of the Celtics, which means it's not Steve Pagliuca.
No.
And you say, why would you buy the team to just break it up? Well, I don't know. Maybe he looks at it as an investment. He is supposedly a Celtics fan. They're really pushing that in the Globe.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. My fear would be it's a new guy and you don't know how he's going to act. And yeah, there could be moves coming. It's not going to affect the team this year.
No, we don't know yet.
But longer term, that has to be a concern.
Yeah, we don't know. I don't know. You know, does he listen to people there that say, look, here's how much money we're currently making on a year in and year in basis. And trips to the finals and, you know, playing X number of, you know, playoff games versus just being at the top of the league and like just sort of that whole thing versus, all right, you know, if we make one round of the playoffs or if we're not as good, like here are the years where the team has struggled and what the revenue looked like versus the years that it was really good. We don't know, right? As people are texting already, Robert Kraft tells you every single day that he was a fan of the team, and then he's not exactly spending on the team.
That's a good point.
That's not necessarily the greatest thing to hear because it's all about what you do with it.
Yeah.
Right? Like, are you a fan? You sat on the wooden bleachers? Like, awesome.
I watched them at the Old Garden.
Yeah, okay.
I watched Red light up his victory cigar at the Old Garden.
I grew up on Bird and Parrish and McHale, but now I'm trading Jaylen Brown and Drew Holiday.
Right.
Like, we don't know yet.
Yeah, I wasn't a rich man then, and now I know how to make money.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, I mean, that absolutely would be my concern.
Yeah.
I'm not telling you he's going to do it, but the whole thing about this sale is, all right, the Celtics are on course. Look at what they have. They have the whole roster. They've spent all the money. We didn't know if they'd spend the money, but they spent the money, and great. Now how many championships are they going to win? Then, boom, U-turn after they win the title. They go on the parade. It felt like the next day they're up for sale.
Up for grabs. Who wants them?
And our fear immediately was, oh, crap, maybe this thing won't be kept together. Now the sale's official. $6.1 billion. That's a big investment. Who knows if the guy wants to build his own stadium and what other you know, how much more money he needs to pour into the thing.
Yeah.
So
this would be my pitch, though. Like, if you're
that would be
there,
my fear.
So this would be my hope would be, all right, you need to at least maximize this run with this roster. And if you don't want to year in and year out be flying over the luxury tax, I get it. Like, it is a business. You are trying to make money. And if you look at the roster, how many more years is Al Horford going to play? How many more years is Drew Holiday going to play? Not just with the Celtics, but just in general.
Porzingis.
Yeah, like these guys might come off the books and then say, if you're not willing to pay Tatum and Brown the supermax for the rest of their career, or, you know, the rest of their primes, then, like, why'd you even buy the team? Like, you have those two guys, and if you want to go with cheaper options around them after Holiday and Horford move on, I think you can get that number back to a reasonable amount, even paying the two guys $60 million a year or whatever it is.
I think that's a reasonable hope that how they're actually going to save money is when Horford's deal is up and Porzingis' deal is up
two.
And Holiday's deal is up. Those guys just aren't resigned. They're not really replaced. Tatum and Brown are here long term. Maybe Derek White is here long term. That's your core going forward. They pay all those guys. When the contracts phase out, they wipe them off the books.
Yeah.
There's their savings. I mean, that's the hope.
I mean, the money is going up. The salary cap is going up. So, like, when you see some of the numbers, they are pretty staggering. But that's, you're going to have to sort of reset that, what you pay your team year in and year out.
I'll also give you a positive spin on this. And this was my spin all along. The people who wanted Pags. I don't know that, and I don't pretend to know enough about William Chisholm and his value, but he just plunked down $6.1 billion.
He's doing all right.
So I think I have a working, at least a loose working knowledge of
it. How much of that is a loan? He's like, I got a billion up front. Yeah. I'm going to have to work on
what's the interest rate on that?
Yeah,
like, I don't want to know what the monthly interest is.
What an absurd limit he has
on
his credit card.
I was going to say, speaking of credit cards, what if he puts $6.1 billion on the credit card, then he gets like 2% back? That's a nice little payment.
So many miles.
Think of how many flights.
Huge.
Flights, hotel points.
He's just like, wait till these rewards points kick in.
Maybe he puts it on the card, and then in the meantime, he plunks down $6.1 billion on, like, Louisville today.
That'd be smart.
Double your money right away.
Yeah, you like Louisville, too?
I like Louisville.
Yeah. Maybe that's what he's doing.
Yeah. The fact we're both on it,
not good.
Might be a sucker
bet. Not a good sign.
So we have more on that coming up. But no, my hope would be that he just has more money than Paliuka and more money than the Grosbecks, yeah. And this is a guy who can afford it. Like, okay, fine. It's a giant luxury bill. I don't care. I'm a Celtics fan. I can afford it. I'm richer than these guys. And I'm not some outsider. I was championing Bezos and people like that. Yeah. I'm like, I don't care if they're an outsider. I want the guy with the most money, because the guy with the most money is the guy likeliest to keep it together. So that would be a positive spin on things.
Yeah.
The answer is we don't know how he's going to act because he's brand new.
Right.
And I didn't pretend to know anything about this guy until 15 minutes ago.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor super fan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, next year at this time, if they're still paying in the luxury tax and, you know, the roster looks pretty similar, we're going to say, all right, this guy came in and wanted to keep it a winner and was willing to pay. We truly don't know yet. It's not like he's somebody that owns other teams. You know, like Jeffrey Lurie's name got brought up for like a hot second from Bill Simmons, and we could have said, all right, look what Philly did. Like, look what the Eagles have done and blah, blah, blah. That's not the case with this guy. So it is a complete unknown. But my hope is he's not buying this low and like he's literally buying it at the highest valuation it's ever been and any team has been that has been sold.
Mm-hmm.
So like he's already going into it being like, all right, this is a ton of money. But I think part of the allure is not only the great franchise history, but where they're at right now. Like if every team was up for grabs right now in the league, I think this would be one of the ones that you would pounce on. I mean, I'm sure the Lakers, like there's, you know, the appeal to the Lakers because it's in LA. But you would pounce on this. Now, like, the next steps are going to be how long are they at the TD Garden?
Mm-hmm.
Are they able to get something going there? And, you know, how long is that going to take? Where's it going to be? And how long does he keep this roster together? But like I said, I think some of it's going to take – it's going to sort of answer itself because if they win the title this year, Al Horford could just walk away. He could just retire.
Yeah.
And then there goes a ton of money off the books. And you know, Jrue Holiday might not be far behind.
So how do you feel about the new owner? 617-779-7937. It's how you get in touch all day with Jones and Keefe here on WEEI. You can interact Twitter and Instagram at Jones and Keefe. The Jones and Keefe bracket, March Madness uniform bracket is up. Our final matchups of round two are today. Sweet 16 starts tomorrow. Make sure you get to at Jones and Keefe and vote. You can see the full bracket on Instagram. Watch today on Twitch, twitch.tv/BostonWEEI, and chat there. Always a healthy chat going on. You can also watch on YouTube. Just subscribe to WEEI. Speaking of the Twitch chat, they pointed something out.
What do they got?
They said he's also part owner of the San Antonio Spurs, which is not...
Wait, what?
It's not quite true.
Oh. It's like, I'm not sure that'll work.
But a company called, and I was unaware of this, I just Googled this real quick, Sportico has a good write-up on this, and Sportico, if you're unfamiliar with them, a week or two ago...
They had like the Final Four,
they had
right?
the Final Four names that were in the mix. There's a company called Sixth Street that has committed $1 billion to this deal.
Oh.
Okay, Sixth Street... has a bunch of holdings.
We're in for $1 billion.
for other sports. They have $100 billion in assets. In addition, they also are involved with the San Antonio Spurs, Real Madrid, and FC Barcelona. Sixth Street will join Arctos Partners and Blue Owl as private equity firms with multiple NBA team investments. So they are...
I liked when one person owned the team.
That is not... Well, I mean, one person doesn't own the Celtics right now. And
no,
Wick,
God, no.
And
or
there's
that.
Like 50 billion people.
No, I know.
But okay, so this company, Sixth Street, is kicking in $1 billion in the deal as well. They're also invested in another NBA team in the San Antonio Spurs. Good point here. I mentioned that Chisholm was at Bain. So was Pags. So is it possible Pags isn't totally out in this deal?
Possible, yeah, especially when you have so many people involved and there's so many investments.
He still owns whatever percentage of the team he owns. It's a minority investment.
And that's what a lot of teams are doing.
I don't know if he's going to stay on or not, but that they might have a good working relationship.
I mean, even think about the NFL and what those teams are worth and how many teams are selling parts of it. You know, the fact that like Richard Seymour and Tom Brady got a slice of the Raiders, like there's very, very few one-person owners in sports. As the price continues to go up, people get in on, you know, whatever their percentage is. So, yeah, like when it all kind of shakes loose, maybe he's still involved, or maybe he's pissed that he's not the majority owner and
right.
Just is like, I'm going to go somewhere else.
I'm out.
Yeah.
And, you know, he's invested. Where else is he invested? He's got professional soccer clubs that he's invested in, and maybe he just decides to go in another direction. So, again, a Celtics fan, William Chisholm, Bill Chisholm. I feel like we're on a friendly first name basis.
Yeah, so why not?
Since I just found out about him about a half an hour ago.
Yeah, you know him.
He is now the new owner of the Boston Celtics. He's taking over for Wick Grosbeck, who will remain on as managing partner. That means Pags is out. And I know from talking to you, a lot of you wanted Pags to be the next owner of the Boston Celtics. So how do you feel about it? You didn't get what you wanted. 617-779-7937. Hopefully he's got the money to afford the luxury tax bill. He certainly has a lot of money.
Seems like he does now.
The fear would be he gets in there and maybe the team underachieves this year. And he looks at it and goes, wait a minute, I paid what for what? And we're not even better than Oklahoma City?
All right, stupid question.
I'm going to start peeling off some money.
Stupid question, but maybe you can provide a smart answer.
It's okay.
If the Celtics win the title, does this guy hold up the trophy first?
I mean, yeah, absolutely.
Like, so he bought the team now, so like it's good. So like he's the one.
If I put up six,
guys, it's been a hell of a 3 months. I don't know all your names, but I do want to say,
what is it again?
Today we are champions. Like, who is this guy?
I want to hand the trophy to. Is it James Mazzulla?
Nope.
Bob Stevens?
Bill Chisholm. I'll tell you, he just walks off with it. We are all Celtics. This guy barely got. He doesn't
anything is possible.
It's covered in champagne. Like, dude, you just got here.
Dude,
we don't know. You don't even know us.
Come on.
I can see that.
I want Irv.
Adam Silver.
I want Irv to
get up here. We know it's been a long, hard battle for you, Bill. You've been with this team since the beginning. He's like, no, I popped in with 10 games left in the regular season. What a ride. If every year's like this, it's going to be worth it.
Maybe they won't lose.
I can't wait for that.
Maybe they won't lose at home with the new owner. Maybe that was the key. Maybe new owner.
Is he going to be sitting? Where does he sit?
Anything possible!
I hope he goes Mark Cuban style, right behind Mazzulla.
That's Kevin Garnett
down.
/ Billy Chisholm.
Bill Chisholm.
Yeah, where does he sit? Good question.
Guys, it's been such a journey from the draft.
Center, on lucky.
Yeah.
I just finished watching Celtic City, guys. I know. I feel like I've been here forever. You're like, Bill, come on.
Fair question here on the text line. Yeah. I feel like I kind of corrected it. Question, how is Pags out when he owns a percentage of the team? Out was too strong. I just meant he's not
he's not the majority owner.
Thank you. The majority owner. Yeah. He still has a share. Is he going to keep it? I have no idea. Are they going to buy out that share? I don't know.
I have no idea.
So out was too strong, but now he's got a new boss and somebody above him, and I feel like he's getting phased out, if nothing else, but I don't know their relationship. Maybe they have a relationship from Bain. And they're connected more than I give it credit for.
Did you say Bane?
Yes, I did.
You merely adopted the dark. I was born in it. Molded by it. I didn't see the light until I was already a
crab bag.
it's a multi-purpose one.
It's quite a turn at the end there, yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, I think it is honestly kind of TBD because we don't really know what this guy is going to do. I just I'll choose to spin it positive that he's a Celtics fan.
But isn't that scary? It's just like,
well,
we don't know.
Well, no, that's what it was. And you said it was the timing of it last year was brutal. It was like the parade, like a million people out there, everybody's celebrating, like, oh my god, they're gonna come back and win it again. It's like, yeah, they might, but they're gonna have a new owner and who knows what his, you know, appetite is for the luxury tax and everything else. We'll have to wait and see, sadly.